Different worship styles are here, which means some of you use your legs and stand. That's okay. Some of you kneel and bow and pray. That's good. Closing your eyes is good. If you don't know the songs, that's okay. Just you can listen for the message. If you're a learner, then be a learner and join in the second time. Nothing there? I do have a volume a little bit. That's all I got. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been kind. Cause you have been so, so kind to me. I'm gonna go to verse 1 again. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. Cause you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. Cause you have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down and fights till I'm found. Leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. If you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down and fights where I'm found. At least the 99, and I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, and lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. wall you won't kick down, and lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow, no shadow you won't light up, a mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. And there's a wall you won't kick down, and lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Overwhelming, oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down and fights till I'm found and leave the 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. All right, Lord, we thank you for the Sabbath. We thank you for the fellowship of believers and family. Thank you for Pastor Perry and Linda and their hearts to worship and the effort that it takes for someone in his condition. We just want to agree with him and continue to lift him up for healing, complete healing. We thank you for their heart and be with them as they come. I know they have gifts they want to share too. So we thank you for Lori, our special guest. I thank you for the grace of this congregation to let us arrive when we arrive. And Lord, you are to be lifted up and to be praised. We thank you. We take some moments here to sing a song and worship you with our melodies and our praise. And give this time to you and bless the musicians. Thank you for the gifts you've given Micaiah. And thank you for the gift of piano. Thank you for our vocalists. Bless Tanya. We speak healing to her, that this congestion stuff would cease. We need your touch. Thank you for all you've gathered here today and for your purpose in that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Lord, we thank you for the Sabbath. We thank you for the fellowship of believers and family. Thank you for Pastor Perry and Linda and their hearts to worship and the effort that it takes for someone in his condition. We just want to agree with him and continue to lift him up for healing, complete healing. We thank you for their heart and be with them as they come. I know they have gifts they want to share too. So we thank you for Lori, our special guest. I thank you for the grace of this congregation to let us arrive when we arrive. And Lord, you are to be lifted up and to be praised. We thank you. We take some moments here to sing a song and worship you with our melodies and our praise. And give this time to you and bless the musicians. Thank you for the gifts you've given Micaiah. And thank you for the gift of piano. Thank you for our vocalists. Bless Tanya. We speak healing to her, that this congestion stuff would cease. We need your touch. Thank you for all you've gathered here today and for your purpose in that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
See what that sounds like. Dan will provide justice for his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a snake waiting by the roadside like a snake in the grass. He bites the horse's heels, making its rider fall backward. I wait in hope for your salvation, O Yahweh. And then we have Reuben. Reuben, my firstborn, you are my strength and the first fruits of my manhood. You are preeminent in pride and surpassing others in power. You are unstable, as turbulent as floodwaters. You will no longer excel, for you have slept with my concubine and defiled yourself in your father's bed. Wow. Here we see an action or choice by Reuben actually changed the prophecy. It could have been a better prophecy if he would have, you know, done the right thing there. So that was interesting. And then we have Asher. This is interesting. Asher's food will be rich, and he will provide delicacies fit for a king. And if you layer these over the spiritual implications, it's anytime we talk about food, it's spiritual food. So that's really powerful and really special. So last but not least, Benjamin. Now when I read this about the blessing, the prophetic blessing on Benjamin, put this on Mordecai too, because he's in the line and he gets this. Oh, so cool. This is his inheritance. Benjamin is a ferocious wolf. He devours his prey. In the evening, he divides the spoil. Okay, so he's a warrior. He's a fighter, right? Well, here's some footnotes. Benjamin shall tear a wolf in pieces. Does Mordecai do that? Let's see. This would mean that Benjamin goes after the wolf nature, or spirit, if you will, tearing it into pieces and turning it into food for the hungry. This is all accomplished in the morning of a new day. I think he, when as we get into Mordecai, he actually created a morning of a new day, like a dawn kind of thing. That's the word morning I'm using here. The men of Benjamin were warlike and known as fearless soldiers. King Saul was a Benjamite. In the New Testament, Saul of Tarsus, a Benjamite, became the Apostle Paul, who fought the excellent fight of faith. I just get a kick out of that. That is so cool. So that gives us more of a, that's the bloodline. That's the heritage. That's the prophetic blessing that's in his lineage. And here's Mordecai. Okay, so let's see what happens. God is restoring family bloodline callings and giftings. Do you know yours? Think about it. Ask God, what's a blessing on my family bloodline? This fierce one, Mordecai, raises Esther because her parents were killed. She is his cousin. He taught her so well and prepared her so well so she could succeed in her biggest life assignment. So he invests in this younger generation. We'll see later how humble she really was. An edict is put out to annihilate the Jews. Micaiah asked me, is that the same thing, my son asked me, is that the same thing Hitler did? And yes, it is the same spirit behind the man who hates Jews and keeps trying to obliterate them. But God gave Mordecai an inside connection in the palace. Sometimes people refer to God as Jehovah Sneaky. I like that. Someone of influence, his own cousin, I'm sure she felt like daughter to him, was chosen to be queen to this ungodly king. All right, we're going to fast forward a few years. In 1979, God delivered a message to evangelicals Lauren Cunningham, Bill Bright, and Francis Schaeffer with a mandate to invade the seven spheres of society identified as family. So picture each one of these as a mountain. The mountain of family, the mountain of religion, the mountain of education, the mountain of media, the mountain of entertainment, the mountain of business, and the mountain of government. God says, get people in there. Wake up the church, get in, get plugged in. So by the way, it takes just 6% of believers to be at the top of these mountains to take the entire mountain for God. And then God can say, well, you know, you've seen how man does with these mountains. Let me have a go through my people, listening to me, getting instruction from me, and implementing my strategies. That is awesome, and I believe we are still yet to see that, because this was given in 1975, so hopefully. All right, Ephesians 2:6. This is referring to the place we have in God. and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. 1 John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. Genesis 1:26. Mikhail, would you read that, please, nice and loud? Yeah, so he gave us dominion and authority. Mordecai's ancestors had been taken from Jerusalem with their exiles carried off with King Jehoiachin of Judah by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon into exile. So they were in a tough spot. Every day, this is our dear Mordecai, every day he strolled beside the court to find out, how's my Esther doing? To get news of what she was doing during her time of preparation before going to be presented to the king. He had taught her well, and she only did what Mordecai told her, just like when he raised her. She was humble. And it reminds me of another young lady in Scripture who the Lord used mightily, Mary, when she said, Lord, let it be done to me as you have said. The Lord likes that. He's drawn to that humble. I'm sure Esther could have different times protested about this thing, you know, that she's being forced to do. But Mordecai told her the reverence, taught her the reverence of the Lord. It's pretty amazing. God set Mordecai up for a divine appointment, and he overheard a plot to kill the king. And he told the Queen Esther. The king gave credit to Mordecai in a logbook. And later, the Lord will use this encounter. Watch and see. Mordecai would not bow to the king's official, Haman, even though it was the king's command. Don't you think he could have just been wiped out any time? He just stood and didn't bow when Haman came by. I mean, the Lord was clearly, this was the Lord's plan. Something. He would not bow. He was a strong man with strong convictions. Haman despised Mordecai. He looked for a way to not just destroy Mordecai, but all the Jews as well. Haman appealed to the king. He said this to the king, there is this odd set of people scattered through the provinces of your kingdom who don't fit in. Their customs and ways are different from those of everybody else. Worse, they disregard the king's laws. He would even pay for their destruction. Permission was granted. Do what you want. Attack and annihilate at will. Bulletins were distributed all over the provinces for the 13th day of the 12th month. Mordecai ripped his clothes to shreds and put on sackcloth and ashes, and the Jews fasted, wept, and wailed. Mordecai would not put on the new clothes Esther provided for him. He refused. One of Esther's eunuchs brought the bulletin and the news to her from Mordecai, and he said to Esther, don't think that just because you live in the king's house, you're the one Jew who will get out of this alive. Micaiah, next. If you persist and staying silent at a time like this, help and deliverance will arise for the Jews from someplace else, but you and your family will be wiped out. Who knows? Maybe you were made queen for just such a time as this. Next one, babe. Esther approached the king and invited he and Haman to a feast. Meanwhile, Haman was triggered by Mordecai sitting beside the king's gate, ignoring him. Oh, it's just you, Haman. Oh, man. Furious, Haman stomped home. Haman's wife consoled him with a plan to build gallows. And so the king would allow it and order Mordecai to be hung on them. And, okay, gallows were built. Here we have some divine intervention. God caused the king to be restless that night and gave him the thought to have the record book brought to him. Interesting reading when you can't sleep. He read how Mordecai had saved his life. The king asked, "What great honor was given to Mordecai for this?" "Nothing," was the reply. The king sent for anyone who just happened to be in the court at that moment. Lo and behold, Haman was waiting in the court. Oh, this is so God. Just happened to be in the court. The king asked Haman, "What should I do for the man the king especially wants to honor?" You see where this is going. Haman, beaming, thinking the king was talking about himself, began his own dream honorarium. Well, we're going to read Esther 6. Would you read that? Go ahead and go back to that other slide, hon. Things are not always like they seem. Look deeper. There's a greater plan at work. Wait for it. Watch and see the plans of the enemy fall onto themselves. Each of us can stand in some way. Okay, go to the next one. Would you read that, please? Wow. And then the king said, "Yes, that sounds good. Now go, do that for Mordecai." Okay, you know, Mordecai, that man that sits at the king's gate, and don't leave out a single detail. So Haman led Mordecai and his horse through the city square, declaring out of his very own mouth, "This is what is done for the man whom the king especially wants to honor." Haman was mortified, hiding his face. That's when his wife advised him, "Haman, if this Mordecai is in fact a Jew, your bad luck has only just begun. You don't stand a chance against him. You're as good as ruined." She was right. At their second dinner that night, Esther exposed Haman and his plan, and the king exploded. Someone shared the possibility of hanging Haman on the gallows right outside their window. The king said, "Hang him on it." So Haman was hanged on the very gallows that he had built for Mordecai, and the king's anger cooled. The king then gave Esther Haman's huge estate, and Esther promptly appointed Mordecai over it. What? Wow. The king then gave Mordecai his authority signet ring and let Esther decide what would be the lot of the Jewish people. She promptly gave that job to Mordecai. The Jews took back everything that was theirs, and the Jew haters were no more. After all, that favor of divine reversal, the king asked Esther one more time, "What else do you want? Name it, and it's yours." She asked for one more day of vengeance for her people. Mordecai called for an annual holiday celebration because the Jews got relief from their enemies and their sorrow turned to joy. So Esther was given the authority to do whatever she wanted, and she handed that over to Mordecai, say, you decide what's going to happen with the Jews. Mordecai, the man who sat out at the gate, what was he doing there anyway, sitting around praying? Was he crying out to God? I don't know. But the Lord saw him. We call it Purim, and we celebrate it March 6th through the 8th to remember this huge deliverance for the Jews. Just look what they receive. This is the next one, hon. Just look what they receive for themselves and their descendants regarding their fasting and mourning. Mordecai the Jew ranked second in command to King Xerxes. He was popular among the Jews and greatly respected by them. He worked hard for the good of his people. He cared for the peace and prosperity of his race. He was a good leader, and the people loved him. So, second in command, a state that was his enemy, given to him. There was the bulletin was overruled with a new bulletin, a bulletin of life, signet ring to Mordecai, and the plan to hang him was reversed. Plan to annihilate all the Jews was backfired and happened to the enemies of the Jews. What a complete turnaround. Wow. Do we have any modern day Mordecais? I always like to take a sermon and say, okay, Lord, what are you saying to me today? What does this mean to me? So what? Nice story. What does this mean? Why are you saying Mordecai? Think of all the attributes about him. But, you know, the king was not a good king, but Mordecai was loved by his people because he had peace. And it said he spent the rest of his time, you know, pursuing their goodness and blessing. So that's a huge thing. But he did not bow either, right? He didn't bow when there was pressure. And in fact, what that actually was the situation that even though it looked like it wasn't going good for him, the gallows are being built, but even in that fire of all of that pressure and attack and things going on, God worked and moved it and used it to bring him. So to me, don't fear, but I really want to see God move and do things. So am I willing to step out and to stand up and not, you know, back up or just, you know, my mom always used to teach me. She said, you follow and you obey the authorities unless they go against God. And that just stuck with me, you know, all my life. And so that's what I had for today. And I know there's many modern day Mordecais and men that, you know, take in children. That's a whole nother, you know, he raised her and created her to be, you know, who she was. But Arthur, it's spelled differently. A-R-T-U-R, Arthur, is from Canada, Pulaski, and he's a Canadian pastor, and I saw an interview with him. You may have heard of him. But if you want to watch his story, it's a current life story and how he is standing, and he's not bowing. And the Lord, you know, he did get arrested for being in church. That was it. But he's standing strong, and he's getting the word out to wake people up to say, don't let this keep you small, you know. And so we just have to search our own hearts to see what God would have us do in these situations. But God said, get the word out, especially to America. So it was good to watch that and not just watch it, but pray. So let's just pray for him and others who are on the front lines and standing for faith. I think of Che An in California. And because he stayed open, because he fought back, it made it so all the churches in California would stay open for that time. We don't know about, you know, in the future, but that's in the Lord's hands. So Father, we just lift up these men and women to you that are on the front lines, and they're speaking truth, and they're not backing down, Lord. And Lord, thank you that we can trust the truth that you've put in us, the truth that we hide in our heart, and that there is no apology, Father God, because we are of your kingdom, and we thank you, Lord, and we ask your protection. You know, Jesus said that they would not be taken out of the world, but that you, Lord, would protect them. And so bring unity in your people, Father God, and strength in unity, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our hope is in you, and those who hope in the Lord will never be put to shame. So thank you, God, for your power, your presence. And we just bless what you're doing in the world today, Father God. Open our eyes to see afresh all the goodness, Lord, all your blessings, all the thunders of your word going out into the earth, God. Amen. And if there's any prayer requests, we could pray for anybody, you know, with health-related things or...
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After that wander in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. And oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And when at the cross my Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. The transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took up the offer of grace He did proffer, He saved me, oh praise His dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And when at the cross my Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. And I have a future in heaven for sure, there is no mansion sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.